Festival season is quickly approaching, and one of those festivals coming up very soon is the Beaumont Music Festival, and it is an absolute pleasure of mine to be joined by Jeremy Cornell from the Beaumont Music Festival. Jeremy, thank you so much for coming into the studio here. What is the Beaumont Music Festival? Can you walk us through it?
Well, the Beaumont Music Festival is one of Canada's longest running all-Canadian festivals. We've been going for 18 years this year, so started in 2008. It is a family-friendly event with just a really cool vibe and cool atmosphere. Great way to check out some of your favorite bands in a safe and inclusive environment.
Jeremy, I'm looking at the lineup this year. I mean, you got Blackie and the Rodeo Kings on the Friday, 5440, the Grapes of Wrath. I mean, I'm just naming a couple that I'm just looking on the website here. Absolutely fantastic lineup. What's got you excited this year about the Beaumont Music Festival?
I think I'm excited about the lineup for sure. There's some really cool bands, and so far they're like really good humans to work with too, which is, you know, always a treat when you have to work with these acts. If they're good people too, that's even better. And then I mentioned that it's family friendly, and we're really expanding that this year with a whole kids tent with programmed entertainment and educational activities for kids 12 and under, or anybody up to 99 years old, really. It's open for anyone, so we're excited about that for sure.
Oh, very cool. So that's something new this year, part of the festival. What else can people expect when they go to the festival? If they've never been to the Beaumont Music Festival, what do you sort of hope people can take away after they attend the festival?
What we hear from people a lot is just that it's like just a really welcoming and just a cool atmosphere. Like, you're only a few minutes outside of Edmonton, but it feels like you've traveled across the world. Like, we really build a whole community there and really connected environment where people can just be relaxed and you're safe. It's all fenced in. Your kids can run around and have fun and you don't have to worry about them. It's not a massive festival where people can get lost. It's, you know, it's a really safe and inclusive environment. We welcome everyone there. So it's unlike many other festivals in that regard. It's just very relaxed and very cool vibe.
How important is it that we have a festival that's local and for the community and also 100% Canadian too? How important is that?
Well, we think it's pretty important, like, just, you know, to provide opportunities for people. And we try to keep our, you know, we have bills to pay, but we try to keep the prices as reasonable as we can, just so people can be able to make it out. Kids 12 and under are free always, so you can bring the family without it being a huge ding in your pocketbook, especially this year when costs on everything seem to be going up. So, you know, it's just, and the all Canadian thing is something we started in 2008. It started because it was easier to book bands from within Canada without having to deal with visas and things like that. But as we went on, we just came to realize that why would we look elsewhere when there's so many great bands? And for 18 years, we've had over 400 acts on our stages, like local and national acts, and never had trouble finding great performers for our festival.
Yeah, fantastic Canadian bands and acts all over the place for sure. You've given us a number of reasons to want to go to the festival, but if you could sum up in a sentence or two why somebody should go to the Beaumont Music Festival, could you do that?
It's just a really great experience, great music, and good times. Yeah, it's just super fun weekend of music, close to home.
And if somebody wants to buy those tickets, they can do so where? Where can they find some of that information?
You can find them on our website, beaumontmusicfestival.ca. It has all the details. It has all the what you can bring and what you can't bring, and all of the kind of schedule is on there, so you can see when your favorite bands are playing. And yeah, and there's going to be a lot of bands that you've never heard of, and we always hope that people walk away with a new favorite act, you know, from some of these local bands we bring in.
Absolutely. And I always, anytime I notice something like this, there is a 50-50. I just have to mention that.
There is, yeah. And this year we've actually started it early. It's not just at the event. You can buy your 50-50 now on our website. So we're hoping to, you know, we are a nonprofit society as well. So every little bit where we can raise funds to keep this event going helps. So hopefully by launching that online, you know, we can maximize our potential there.
Well, I'm a big fan of 50-50. Like I said, I always make sure our audience knows if there is one. And Jeremy, thank you so much for coming in, sharing a bit of the Beaumont Music Festival. It's going to be another fantastic festival, and we're about a month out, so it's crazy. It's coming up quick. So thanks so much for this, Jeremy.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.